Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood digital minimalist, back with another dose of daily detox for your mind. Today we're diving into something super important: emotional intelligence in a world saturated by screens and endless notifications. Ever feel like you're on autopilot, scrolling through life instead of actually living it? You know that feeling when you're glued to your phone, even though you're surrounded by people, or worse yet, during a conversation where you're half listening while mentally drafting your next tweet. Yeah, me too. It's like we've become digital zombies, disconnected from our own emotions and the emotions of those around us. But guess what? There's a way to reclaim your emotional power in this crazy digital jungle. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate your emotional intelligence and thrive in this tech-driven world. First off, become a mindful observer. This isn't about meditating for hours on end, though that's awesome too. It's about actively paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations throughout the day. What triggers those angry responses? When do you feel most energized and focused? By noticing these patterns, you start to understand yourself better. Think of it like training your internal radar for emotions. The more you practice, the sharper it gets. Second, learn to regulate your emotions. We all have them, good, bad, and ugly. The key is not suppressing them but learning to manage them effectively. Ever notice how scrolling through social media can leave you feeling a bit, well, blah? Or maybe even anxious or envious? It's because those algorithms are designed to trigger certain emotions. So, be aware of your emotional triggers and develop healthy coping mechanisms. Instead of reaching for that phone when you feel stressed, try going for a walk, listening to music, or journaling. Number 3. Practice empathy. Put yourself in others' shoes, literally. Try to see things from their perspective, understand their motivations, and acknowledge their feelings. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything they say, but it does mean being genuinely curious and compassionate. Remember, we're all humans navigating this crazy journey together. Number 4. Cultivate self-awareness. This is about understanding your strengths, weaknesses, values, and beliefs. What are you truly passionate about? What makes you tick? By knowing yourself better, you can make more conscious decisions that align with your authentic self. And let's be real, isn't that what we all want? To live a life that feels true and meaningful. Finally, number 5, communicate effectively. This means expressing yourself clearly and honestly, while also being an active listener. Pay attention to nonverbal cues, ask clarifying questions, and strive for open and honest dialogue. Remember, communication is a two-way street, and it takes effort from both parties. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're having dinner with your family. You're scrolling through Instagram while they're trying to have a conversation with you. They feel ignored, unheard, and disconnected. Now imagine putting down the phone, making eye contact, and truly listening to what they have to say. The difference is night and day, right? That's the power of emotional intelligence. It allows us to build stronger connections, navigate conflict more effectively, and create a more fulfilling life for ourselves and those around us. So, are you ready to level up your emotional game? It starts with small steps. Make a conscious effort to be more present in your interactions. Practice mindfulness techniques throughout the day. And most importantly, remember that you're not alone on this journey. We're all learning and growing together. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Become a mindful observer, regulate your emotions, practice empathy, cultivate self-awareness, and communicate effectively. These are your tools to navigate the digital world with grace, intelligence, and a whole lot of heart. So go out there, disconnect from the noise, and connect with the real world, the one filled with genuine human experiences, laughter, tears, and all the beautiful messiness that makes life worth living. And don't forget to share your thoughts. What are some strategies you use to cultivate emotional intelligence in a digital world? Let me know on social media. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep on detoxing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.